We go to Southern California now, where residents evacuated from the Woolsey Fire have slowly been returning home. Three people died in the fire and more than 1,600 buildings were destroyed. The Woolsey Fire mostly impacted the affluent area of Malibu. And a tragedy like this affects everyone from homeowners to the service industry workers and day laborers. Emily Elena Dugdale is a reporter for KPCC and LAist, and she's been following what happens to those day laborers and domestic workers when tragedy upends the work they depend on.
There are probably hundreds of day laborers in the area, and they are keeping the city running. You know, they are doing construction jobs, they are washing windows, cars, they're cooking, tending lawns, and then a lot of them work on the ranches and fields there. If you know Malibu, it's kind of constructed in a series of canyons, and there's a lot of large houses, a lot of ranch houses there. So these people are really doing every job you can conceive of in this city.
And when we think about who they are, is there a demographic profile of many of the laborers?
They're largely going to be Spanish-speaking and Latino workers, and that's pretty common in the Los Angeles area.
So one of the things that we were curious about, and I know you'd written about this, is what effect these fires, especially the Woolsey Fire, had on these workers.
You know, we've talked a lot in the media about kind of who's been affected by the Woolsey fires. And, you know, it's important to remember that, you know, several dozen homes, you know, were burned in Malibu. Thousands of people were displaced. So talking about the laborers, you know, it doesn't take away from, you know, detract from the real hardships and issues that that community has faced. At the same time, when a house is burned down, when you can't get to work, these people who are coming in, these day laborers and service workers, they're also losing out. They're also losing employment. Sometimes they are losing their living place. And in the case of Malibu, the city was actually shut down for a week. It has slowly been reopening over the past week or so, and there are still places that you can't access. So, you know, these people who oftentimes will commute a very far way to get to work, you know, several hours, several buses, are now without a job. And again, in some cases, without a home.
And so you visited with some of the workers. Are they able to receive any services from the federal government?
Right. So many of these workers are undocumented, and so they do not qualify for federal relief programs if they lose their job or their home as a result of disaster. And it's important to remember that even if they do qualify for this, a lot of these folks, you know, they have a fear of law enforcement. They might have family members who are undocumented. They don't want to draw attention to that. They might have limited English proficiency. All of those things might also keep them from turning from those programs.
What about their employers on average? Are the folks that live in these beautiful homes in Malibu, are they able to step up and help these folks out?
So, you know, in theory, yes, they are. And actually, I have talked to at least one gentleman whose parents did employ day workers, and they were getting some sort of subsidy during the time that Malibu was kind of shut down and they weren't able to go to work. So it is definitely possible. The folks that I talked to, that wasn't really the case for them. You know, they weren't getting any type of aid from the people that employed them.
And what is their plan on the people that you talk to? Are they planning to wait it out and see if their employers will hire them back? Or are they looking for employment elsewhere?
Well, I think that's the interesting part is when I talked to these folks, you know, they were either on the bus trying to get into the city, even though it was really shut down, or they were coming back day to day to Malibu to try to figure out how to work. And, you know, they kind of just told me, like, you know, oh, we're just going to keep trying. You know, some of them are making pretty good money here. The man I talked to, Julio Osorio, in my article, he could bring home about, you know, up to $120 a day from, you know, finding a job that lasts 8 hours or so. So this is pretty good money. And so it's, you'd be hard pressed to turn away from that.
Emily Elena Dugdale is a reporter with LAist and KPCC. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.